the 1st of November, 1976, and Paul Cummings talking to Lester Johnson in his house and studio in Greenwich, Connecticut.
You were born in Minneapolis, right? 1919?
Right.
Whereabouts? What part of Minneapolis?
South part.
Yeah.
Section.
And are there other children in the family?
There are seven.
You were the seventh?
Right.
Oh, the youngest, though.
Yeah.
Were they prepared?
Probably not.
Well, let's see, it was 1919, so you really grew up in the 20s, pre-depression.
Right in the depression.
What was Minneapolis like? I mean, what was, you know...
Well, it's a nice town. I really, yeah. I think it's a nice town. It's probably, my family still lives there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you go there often?
No. Maybe every 3 years, mm-hmm. every 4 years. Mm-hmm. Although I'd like to go, I'd go.
Right.
It was a nice town. It was mostly Swedish when I was mm-hmm. Swedish, Norwegian, Scandinavian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very strong Scandinavian. But actually, when I was 10 would make me 1929.
Mm-hmm.
It was really when the crash was.
Right.
So my real high school years was all during the
mm-hmm.
Depression.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of high school in 1937, I think. And that was when it was really, things
really hard. So
hard,
Well, what school did you go to before high school?
Well, it was regular public, grade
mm-hmm.
school,
mm-hmm.
Junior high school.
Right, and then what high school?
Roosevelt High School. That's still there.
Big one, isn't it?
Pardon?
Is that the big high school in the South? Or?
Yeah. Do you know Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was South High School, Roosevelt High School, Central,
mm-hmm.
It was maybe 8 or 10 high school.
Right. Well, was your family interested in art or culture, music or things, or how?
Well, not per se art.
Mm-hmm.
I had a brother who was a very good cartoonist,
mm-hmm.
I guess that was. My father was an ornamental ironworker,
mm-hmm.
and this is a table he made.
Mm-hmm.
For my mother when they were courting, this is one of the things I salvaged from that.
Yeah.
So he was really an iron worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there was any art,
mm-hmm.
high class culture
mm-hmm.
in the family at all.
Mm-hmm.
We were a very religious family, very
mm-hmm.
typical Middle West
mm-hmm.
Religious family.
Because the only thing that had done really was the Institute, the Walker wasn't.
No, it was Minneapolis Art Institute.
Oh.
That's true.
Did you go there ever?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When did that start?
Well, actually, when I got out of high school, I sort of knew, first I thought I was going to be a commercial artist. I wanted to illustrate magazines and so on.
Well, had you made drawings as a child then?
I was always drawing.
And it just started and kept going.
Yeah. So once I got out of high school, I was sure that I was going to be a commercial artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I became an apprentice. There was a small place downtown. It was called Cosmopolitan Art School, but they were really not a school. And I would make frames in the afternoon and paint
mm-hmm.
or draw
mm-hmm.
in the morning. I'd draw copies of the magazine,
mm-hmm.
illustrations and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I didn't know that place.
Years ago.
Was it really a school or was it a...
Well, it was
studio?
Really a frame shop, and the mm-hmm. fellow who ran it had this scheme that he could do two things. He could get free labor in a sense. I would work.
I would put
in a lot of work, and then he would come around and give little criticisms of drawings I'd made.